Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Errol. Errol asks, I'm currently getting ready to pay off my long-term land contract, 20 years. Is there a way to avoid getting my taxes reassessed? So, Errol, you should contact your city assessor's office to let them know that you will have legal title. You may have been given the principal residence tax exemption earlier on, so check with them. I would recommend that you contact the office to discuss further if you have any other questions. I hope that helps. The next question is from Jude in Harrisville, Michigan. Jude says, I want to sell half interest in my home to my son. He will be occupying the premises. I want to understand joint ownership with the right of survivorship. I am 75 years old and in good health. My goal is to avoid probate. Can this be done? The answer will depend upon several variables, but generally, owning a property jointly with specific legal language will allow your son to take title to the property upon your death. There are several types of deeds that will help accomplish your concerns without going through probate. You should definitely speak with a real estate or probate attorney. The final question today is from Anonymous in Grand Rapids. They say, before my father died, he deeded our family home to his living trust. The problem is that there is no living trust because he never signed it. The title company will not allow the house to close now. What should I do? Well, because there is no effective and valid trust in existence, there is nowhere for the property to be conveyed to. Since there is an ineffective transfer, the property remains in your father's estate. Therefore, there needs to be an estate opened with the probate court. Only then can the home be conveyed by an assigned personal representative of the estate to your buyer. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at www.provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.